Wyoming, looking for clues to additional steps that the Fed might take to shore up the sagging economy. And people were nervous on Friday. And it's over. Did you hear any of his remarks?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever been to Jackson Hole?
Yes, I have.
And do you know what Grand Tetons?
Yes, I know what Grand Tetons. I've seen the Grand Tetons.
Yes, those lonely miners said, boy, those mountains, those pointy mountains remind me of my wife.
Yeah, heard that before, too. The Grand Tetons, you know.
That's true, yeah.
One of those.
Yeah. You'll have to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Thank you. Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke.
You can call him Big Ben.
They call him all kinds of things. Big Ben. He offered no silver bullet, though, they say, to help the struggling economy on Friday. He says the central bank still has weapons at its disposal that they can tap into if necessary. In a much-anticipated speech over the weekend, he's going to continue to access the economic outlook in light of incoming information, and is prepared to employ its tools as appropriate to promote a stronger economic recovery in the context of price stability.
What the heck
ever.
Does that mean?
Yeah. What weapons is he referring to? Do you know?
Well, last year at this time, he launched what was called Quantitative Easing 2, and that's just a fancy phrase for let's print some money,
and
we'll buy our own bonds. And I don't think they want to do that quite yet. And he said that, at least at the moment, it's kind of out of his hands. It's in Washington, D.C.'s hands, because unemployment, we're going to have to get a handle on that. That's not something he can really deal with. We have to deal with our deficit. We have to deal with some of these other issues. So for the moment, he's saying that it's out of his hands, the sovereign debt crisis, the budget deficits. But, you know, if he had to, he could print more money. It does give short-term stimulus to the stock market, and that's probably why the market moved up so strongly from March of 2009.
Well, I think I'm for sending all of us some money if he's going to make it.
If he's just going to print it?
If you're just going to print it, I'd like some, too. If you have an address, you should get a packet.
Form a line outside the Federal Reserve and
come through
and grab a bundle.
Well, they say that the central bank has already deployed its most potent weapon for boosting the economy. It's lowered short-term interest rates to near zero. What do you think of that, Steve?
Well,
is that going to help?
They're trying to make easy access to capital, but what people are doing, they're not really getting the loans for their businesses and whatnot. They're using that low-interest money to go off and invest in other countries and things that aren't really helping us all that much. Most economists, or many economists, are saying there's about an 80% chance we're going to enter a new recession. I think the stock market, as we know from being here before, I got out of the market on July 26th. And saved a lot of money for a lot of people because we're about 20% down from that. And I think the market's it's forming a little triangle. And for us technical people, whatever side we break out of that triangle is probably going to be the direction. But I think we're headed down. One set of indicators that I use, almost perfectly called the last two stock market dips of 50%. And those occurred in the last week. So I think we may be at the beginning of yet another large dip in the stock market.
Well, they say there were fresh signs that the economy may need some additional help. The Bureau of Economic Analysis revised the estimate of second quarter growth downward to just 1% annual rate.
Yeah. Yes.
What does that mean?
Well,
to us.
I'll tell you one thing it means. The president and the Congressional Budget Office keep using these absurd growth estimates of 5% for the next 10 years. And that's what they base all their economic forecasts on. And clearly, we're never going to get anywhere near 5% growth for the next 10 years.
The number you're talking about is the gross domestic product. And what that is the sum of all the hamburgers sold, all the services sold, all the products sold in the country. And that's the country's total economic output, as you would say. And
it's what we're spending. Yeah,
what's being created, but somebody's buying them, so it's spending too. And that's been revised down, and it's being revised down in Europe and other places too. So while corporates have had very good profits, they've only had good profits because they've let off people and they've cut things to the bone. But there is no real growth going on in our economy, and that doesn't speak well for the market and for our lifestyle.
Yeah, not now it doesn't. Well, Big Ben spoke at the same conference a year ago, and we had similar fears back then. He laid the groundwork for an aggressive bond buying program by the Fed.
Quantitative easing that I was talking about.
Yeah, some hoped for a similar monetary boost this year. Why didn't that happen?
Well, the printing of money has the unintended consequences of inflation and lots of other things, so it's not really a good thing.
No, it isn't.
And so we don't want him just printing money because then other countries say, hey, you just printed more money. Well, I guess we got to print more money.
But he did say it was possible.
Yes, it's possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be maybe his tool of last resort. There's going to be another meeting of Ben and the other bankers on September 21st and 2nd, so the press will be watching carefully to see. You know, the statement you just read, everybody parses every word of his statements looking for clues as to which way they're going to go.
He's hard to read. Early next month, President Obama is expected to outline his own plan to boost hiring, and he said it's going to include some additional government spending.
Oh, of course.
Do you know what that spending would be?
Does he ever suggest anything that doesn't involve spending?
Yeah, I wish he was more concerned about our jobs than his own job.
Right.
He's really most concerned about his own job.
Well, our economy is totally suffering from high level of long-term unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure.
It is.
Well, here's the thing. When the chairman of the Federal Reserve says he still has tools in his toolbox, but he's already got interest rates down near to zero, and he's already done the quantitative easing thing twice, what tool does he really have
left? He's
played his tools.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's QE3, but I don't think
that's really... QE3 and 4 and 5 and 6,
right,
I guess.
Just printing money and passing it out, yeah. We really need Washington to get these things under control. And once again, the Tea Party is the only one out there really saying, we got to cut the deficit, we got to cut the spending. And again, we're back to the Tea Party coming in town tonight. It is an interesting event and here.
Yeah, people should get out there and see what they have to say about that. Big Ben added that branches of government other than the Fed have a central role to play in boosting the recovery.
Well, that's what
Which branches would that be? I mean...
Well, that's what they think, but free market economists say the way the government can best help is get the heck out of the way.
That's right. Yeah. Get out of the way and let the businessmen get to work. Right now, they don't know what's going on.
In my industry, I have so much regulation being an investment advisor. I have to actually call the home office when I go to the bathroom. I have to have permission first.
You can't take papers in there with you, can you?
And there's so much regulation. There's so much taxes. There's just so much. The government's just got to get out. The Constitution limited the government. It didn't empower the government. So that's the answer. You're a Ron Paul guy. You like Ron Paul?
I like
sometimes
his domestic,
he likes
the
him.
Only I have a list of recommended presidential candidates on my website, and Ron Paul was not on there till a couple of weeks ago because of his foreign policy ideas. You know, he wants us to just back out of the whole world and leave it around. He wants to be isolationist. So I didn't have him on there, but I'm coming around. I think the man he's wise. And as an investing professional like you, you have to know he did really well on his own investments starting back around 2000. He called everything perfectly, and he made a whole lot of money with his own personal investments.
I also met, who did we meet? Yeah, Herman Cain. I met him a few weeks ago.
I like him a lot.
I do, too. He doesn't probably have a chance, a snowball's chance right now of winning because his numbers are down. Rick Perry is interesting. Boy, he's jumped 10 points ahead of Romney, but that might be a temporary effect.
He seems very presidential.
And Jay will tell you I'm not a Rick Perry fan.
Hmm. Why? Because he shoots coyotes? Is that?
He's the guy that...
No, because he's good looking.
That made it a requirement that schoolgirls in Texas get the Gardasil
vaccine. Yeah, that's kind of wild.
So I think he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's pretending to be one thing, and really he's a statist.
That's kind of par for the course.
It is with politicians.
Yeah, I know. They're talking out one side and...
I think Herman Cain is exactly what he says. Mm-hmm. I think Ron Paul is exactly what he sounds like.
Yeah.
I think they want to be.
I like the kind of folks, Sharon Engel, who what they say is who they are, rather than putting their finger in the air.
And saying who someone else is.
Measuring the direction.
Yeah. And I think that's what Rick Perry's doing right now. He's fingers in the air, and he's kind of saying exactly what he needs to get the conservative votes in the primary.
Mm-hmm. Poking you on the chest.
And it'd be okay if they follow through, but if they're saying it just to get elected and then they go back to their core values, which are different, then that's the problem.
Well, I have a silver lining here in the crisis of unemployment being so high.
What?
Well, they say, this is true.
By the way you're
never
smiling.
Never-ending search for the silver lining, we've discovered a positive side to high unemployment that's plaguing the nation. Illegal aliens are returning to Mexico in record numbers.
Yes.
Illegal aliens are now going the opposite direction. Sacramento Bee did a story on this. Mexico unemployment rate is now at 4.9%.
If they snuck across to get here, do they have to sneak back? No. They just walk up to the gate.
They just walk up to the gate.
Maybe you didn't read the rest of the story. The other problem is that Americans are following them to Mexico. And
Well, that's what's happening.
And Mexico is building a wall.
You're stepping on all my lines here, Steve. Stepping on all my lines. It was 9.4% jobless in the United
States.
Did
you see what happened in Mexico yesterday? The casino in Monterey.
Shot them up or blew them up or something.
Thugs walked in and poured gasoline and lit the place on fire with people inside.
Just worrying gangs. It's just an awful situation.
They've got they've got some worry going on down there, and I feel for Sheriff Joe down in Arizona, because he's right there on that on the border. He's been fighting this for so many years. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk about, when we come back, about the government, the federal government...
attacking him.
...is going to sue the state of Arizona.
I interviewed Sheriff Joe a few weeks ago.
I know. So I wanted to get your input. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're with Broadview. Thanks for being here with us.
The Buzz. Hi, this is Chad with Hampleton Solar. You want a solar rebate with NV Energy? Well, you're just not likely to get one. That's why Hampleton Solar is offering you our no-wait rebate program. Only with Hampleton Solar will you get a guaranteed incentive to go solar now. You don't have to participate in the lottery or paperwork for rebates through NV Energy. It's simple. Go solar today with Hampleton Solar, and you'll get our best rebate, one that's guaranteed and no waiting. Hampleton Solar is Northern Nevada's largest solar installer. Our costs over the last year have dropped over 40%. Take advantage of that now. Solar has changed dramatically. If you've ever looked at solar before, take a look again. If you've gotten a rebate before and didn't build, give us a call. Take advantage of our no-wait rebate program and get solar installed now. Take control of your utility expense and hedge against future energy costs. Call now and learn more about the Hampleton Solar No-Wait Rebate Program. Call 747-6000, that's 747-6000, or